I want to start off just by talking about this partnership. So how did this come about?
Our community lost a SANE program in 2012. And during that period of time, unfortunately, victims had to travel to either Frisco or Grand Junction for a sex assault nurse examination. And Riverbridge was kind of taking a back seat. We have, in that entire time, been providing sex assault exams on site for children and adolescents. So when the SANE program, Mountain West SANE Alliance, needed a home, we kind of stepped up to the plate and said, we're ready to do that. And fortunately, Kelly Hill has been working with Riverbridge really from the beginning in 2012. So it was really a natural fit, and we're excited to see where things go.
What happened in 2012 that caused us to lose the SANE program?
You know, unfortunately, you know, getting the word out and that community outreach piece, I think, was struggling. And, you know, SANE is it's not a moneymaker for hospitals, so it's really difficult for hospitals to, you know, put that in place and keep it in place and make it financially stable. So I think what we realized is in our rural community, a hospital-based SANE program might not be what we need. So what was developed is a community-based SANE program.
I mean, I think a hospital-based program has definite benefits, but we're working very well, I think, as a community-based program. So it's going to be a really nice fit.
Can you talk about the need that you're seeing in our community?
It's easy to think, oh, we have this wonderfully beautiful setting and that those things just don't happen. And unfortunately, they do. We see a number of adult and child patients who have been abused and assaulted.
A big part of our program is community outreach. And I think that as folks are aware of us, there's going to be less hesitancy to ask for that support.